Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to It Factor Radio, your host with the most, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? We have a special guest on the line. You may know her from the hit show Punky Brewster as Cherry, and also Family Matters as Maxine Johnson. Give it up for actress and author Cherry Johnson.
Hey,
how you doing? Welcome to It Factor Radio.
I'm great. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's all good here at It Factor Radio. We keep it 100% up here. You can say anything you want, you know.
I like it like that. I usually say whatever I want anyway. I might just sugarcoat a cuss word here and there.
Yeah, go right ahead. Uncensored Radio.
Well, it's morning here. How are you guys?
I'm good. Thank you. I can't complain about any negativity going on, so.
That's always a good day.
Yeah, that's what's up.
So what's up in the world? What you want to know about me?
Yeah, I heard you have the Wild Cherry products. How long you been doing that also?
I do. It's WWW Use Wild Cherry. And basically, the line started because everybody thinks that black women all have weaves and wigs, and it's just not true. A lot of us wear our own natural hair. Being in the industry, my hair takes a big beating. You know, they don't really care about hair care. They more care about how it looks for the moment. Well, my hairdresser had been putting essential oils on my hair for about 20 years. And she thought it was cute to make my hair smell like cherries, since my name is Cherry. Come to find out, Cherry is a natural growth agent. It heals and nurtures and is like the best conditioner that you can ever put on your hair. So I really contribute the oil is to the reason why I'm able to keep my hair and use my own hair when I work. It repairs the beading and the weather and the washing and the products. We have three different oils. One is a cherry rosemary, which I'm not allowed to say we can cure eczema because then I get in trouble with the FDA. But rosemary is known as a anti-inflammatory, and that means that it takes down the swelling, so it nurtures your scalp. And with eczema, if you rub it on your skin, rosemary basically nurtures the whole inflamed areas. Where the steroid cream that the doctors prescribe you, it costs $50, and all it does is it treats eczema. It does not cure eczema. So you got to listen to the play on words with your doctor. Then we have a cherry lemonade, which is great for my blondes out there who love to go swimming, who turn green in the summer. The lemon will protect your hair and help the natural highlights come out when you swim, as well as condition and nurture it. And then we have a cherry mint, and the cherry mint was really made for me because I do have a big spot in the front of my hair, which is dandruff prone. No matter what I do, no matter what Head and Shoulders or Selsun Blue I was using, I would still have this little patch of dryness. So mint is known to go down and stimulate those hair follicles and help. It actually tingles when you put it on, so it really feels good, but it actually helps you with your dandruff.
That's what's up. And where can our listeners can check out on the website?
You can find it at www.usewildcherry.com.
That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, go out there to copy yourself these products, top of the line, by Cherry Johnson herself.
Absolutely. Even though they promote hair growth, like the cherry mint is very good for massage, especially if you have a cold. It'll help open up your whole little respiratory system as well. So as, if you look up essential oils and what were the herbs that we're using, there's a lot of different reasons why you can use them. It's not just for your hair, but the cherry one does promote, the cherry rosemary does promote hair growth.
Awesome. And is it true that you are Prince and Dr. Dre, those your favorite artists in the industry?
I am a huge Prince fan. I am a huge Dr. Dre fan. I'm a fan of the men themselves, not just their music, but also their business sense. Nobody else has come in and taken control of their own destiny the way those two men have done, and they're both masterminds. They're geniuses.
No doubt. Definitely Dr. Dre. Right, Dr. Dre, the new billionaire, ever since last year that he made that deal with Apple.
Yeah. You know, he's been secretly killing it. I don't think people really realize how much that man was making because he gets a taste of everything M did. He gets a taste of everything the Game did. He gets a taste of everything that 50 does. He's worked on so many things that people – he's way out of just rap genre. Like, he's touched so many things, people don't even realize that he's done it or who he's worked with when it comes to, like, soundtracks. Or and what I love about him is – he could have put his name on anything. You know, so many people I'm sure were coming at him like, hey, let's do a clothing line. Hey, why don't you, you know, come and do my stereo? But he waited until there was something that he really believed in. And his passion drove him where he wanted to go because he didn't just sell out and go to any the first product that, you know, tried to get him to endorse. He waited. We saw him on Dr. Pepper. Now that's kind of hot. You know, DJing, and then he did the little car ad, you know, which we saw in, I don't remember the name of the song, but what's like Exhale, I think is the name of the song.
Right.
And then the beats. So, you know, he was very strategic about what he did. I'm proud of him.
And what's your thoughts of the movie Straight Outta Compton?
Straight Outta Compton is an awesome, awesome, awesome biopic. I got to know pretty much a lot of the story firsthand. My brother is a music producer, Mailman, who executive produced The Chronic with Dr. Dre. So I kind of grew up knowing the guys. I was in love with Eazy-E when I was a little girl. He was very nice to me. I'm happy that the story was told, and I'm happy that the story was told by them. And nobody else went out and just speculated the story. They told the truth, their truth, you know, of what happened, and people get to see the Suge Knight devil as who he is.
Right, exactly, as the bully and the head of Death Row Records. While everything
what
was on point.
Is. I mean, I'll say it. I don't care. I don't have no qualms. Suge Knight is definitely a bully, but he's like a little drug kingpin in the hood. He's not a gangster. He has gangsters surrounding him. Suge very rarely will get his hands dirty. As we saw, if you go on YouTube, there's a video of a barber on Crenshaw knocking him out. So he's not like this big badass man. He pays and has these little street soldiers do all his dirty work. But Death Row, I believe, is a way for him to hide his drugs, his drug money, and make it legal.
So true, definitely. I still remember hearing that story that he got his ass whipped by a barber.
Yeah, he got knocked the fuck out. I'm glad, you know what? I'm glad that outside L.A., you know, people kind of glorify Suge and think of him as some big bad gangster. In L.A., we pretty much know the truth because you see him. He has his goons take care of things, and unfortunately, he pays kids who need a way out the hood to do his dirty work, you know, and some black men are desperate, and he bullies people and threatens them, if you don't do this, I'm going to kill your family, or if you do this, I will send you to college. So he has done some great things for some young black men by paying for them to go to college, but what did they have to sacrifice to get there?
True. Yes, this is in my top three of true story movies in Hollywood, definitely.
Absolutely. I'm just glad that Lifetime didn't get a hold of it and kill it like they did the Aaliyah story. Wendy Williams is fucking pathetic, miserable. Just, she's so self-centered and egotistical, and she should have spent some time, first of all, try to get the blessing of Aaliyah's mother and her brother, and then maybe she could have put out a story that was closer, you know, to the truth, because that biopic was horrible.
Yeah, I was actually cringing when I was watching it. I was like, why is this on that on VH places? Why?
It was one of those things where I knew I shouldn't have watched it because I was blessed enough to know the person, you know, and love her. Everybody that knew her loves her. She's just a phenomenal, she's the closest thing to an angel that we had on earth. I don't know why I watched it. I think being nosy, I did not watch the whole thing. I couldn't get past the second scene. The girl just didn't have the essence of her, and I just felt like it was a true injustice of who she was. I had to turn it off.
True. Especially with the R. Kelly situation.
I don't understand people at all. I don't understand how that man is still touring. You know, I don't understand how he's doing shows. Women especially. We control the market. We control music. Men will buy and listen to whatever the fuck we like. You are supporting a child molester. And since it's not your kid, it's not a big deal, which means you are paying for that man to live. who didn't even get incarcerated because he tried to pay the kid off and send the kid to another country so it didn't have to be humiliated. For thousands of years, women have been enabling child molesters. It needs to come to an end. It needs to come to a stop.
Right. And don't you hate when the successful men out here like Dr. Dre is doing real good, all of a sudden Michelle A and or a woman from his past come out and talk negativity, trying to throw his
name. This sucks because I love Michelle A to a point. You know, I look at Dre like a mentor to me. And Michelle A is a nice woman, but what Michelle A doesn't say is that she was fucking Suge. What Michelle A doesn't say is she had Dr. Dre's son living in the house with Suge fucking Knight. That's what Michelle A doesn't say. No, I am not making excuses. He should have never raised his hand and never hit one of those women. But they're pissed off because he didn't mention them in a biopic because they want their 15 minutes of fame because their claim to fame is Dr. Dre. They have nothing but Dr. Dre. Nobody gives a shit about them anymore. D, nobody even knows who the fuck D is. Michelle A still has a little bit of name, so she needs to use it so that she can get a job. I get it, because her child support is over. And her other baby daddy, God bless Bailey, that she has a little girl for Suge, he's in jail. So she don't know how long she's going to be able to feed her kids. But it's make your own way. Stop trying to eat off of another man. That's one of the problems with women today.
So true.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed by Michelle A. And I understand, you know, when you're in a relationship, you have your own feelings. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm supporting an abuser at all or saying that, you know, she needs to be shunned and shut up. But he's asked for forgiveness personally and publicly because the public felt like they needed to hear it. And he paid his child support. He did his just due to her. People make mistakes. I had a few niggas hit me in the past, too. You know what? And if they became famous and rich, would I go after them in the press? Nope. The motherfuckers already know how I feel because I punched them in the face and got my just due back. So I don't need an apology. We live, we learn, we move on.
True. It's like Ellis, Ray Rice, now all of these, you know, groups coming out and trying to make him as the poster guy for domestic violence.
Yo, is that the dumbass who knocked his chick out in the elevator?
Right.
Is that, man, that was just dumb. That was really dumb. And she, of all people, I think it's her that we should go after. It, you know, Ray Rice, too, but it's her. She has to be embarrassed, and she has to be hurt. But you can't enable an abuser. You can't stay with that man. Just because we saw him hit you once, baby, if you're standing by his side, 9 out of 10, he done hit you before. And you've come to believe that you can't do no better than him. But you know what? You have a child. You have to do better. If you can't do better and love yourself more than anything in the world, you got to do better and love yourself for your child because you don't want your child to grow up. That is okay. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe she has a daughter. Is it a little girl?
Yeah, it's a little girl. Yeah.
Yeah, mama, you got to lead by example. And I'm not trying to judge you at all. But what I am trying to do is say, bring your child up with great examples. The way you live your life is the way your daughter is going to live her life. I'll be damned if my daughter ever sees a man hit me and live. Because there's no way that she's going to think that it's okay for somebody to abuse her when she grows up. Mm-mm, not on my watch, not ever.
Right, and she also has a reputation of being arrested for shoplifting, stealing a dress out of a mall. Wow.
If she's if she's married to a football player and she got to steal what she wants, girl, you need help. You need help, you need a job, and you need to start doing for your damn self.
Right.
It's hurtful.
And,
for me, it's hurtful.
Exactly. I noticed that you also a Twitter-holic.
Yes, I do. I tweet. You know, I like Twitter more than I like Facebook. One of the reasons why I love Twitter is because people seem to be, well, there are some rude people, but you can just block them and keep it moving. But people seem to be more supportive. Twitter gives me a platform to say, hey, I have a new book out. Hey, you know, watch me tonight on, I just did a movie called Who Can You Run To with Marvin Sapp, Little Mo, and Antoine Tanner. You know, so I can just put that up there real quick, and they'll watch it. You know, they'll write back and say, love it, hate it, you know, whatever, like the dress, where can I find this? Facebook is like, it's crazy. Facebook then opened it up where now people can call your phone. You know, people send naked pictures. Facebook is just too wild. It's just too, it's too much for me.
Right. It's like they, that Instagram equals the same amount of pictures.
They think that it's a dating site. Facebook is really like people think it's fuckbook. And I'm sorry, but I'm not so desperate that I'm on Facebook looking for a fucking date.
Yeah.
It gives a lot of people false hope.
Yeah, it's just so, some of these guys are so creepy on there.
Yeah, and women. I can't even just blame the men.
It's like, why are you showing your ass and you're supposed to be a businesswoman or such and such, and you have children also.
Facebook is like, let's get wild for the night.
Right. It's like they want to turn up while they go out to out on the night and use the Facebook for it.
Yeah, people are really, they're wild. They are really, really wild. So I'm working on a new project. I can't tell you too much about it, but what I can tell you is that they've put me in touch with casting. It has something to do with the rapper Bun B. It has something to do with Omar Gooding, and it has something to do with Cherry Johnson.
That's what's up.
But I can't give any more information yet, but I've got a lot of things in the works. I got a couple more books that will be coming out. I'm actually working on a graphic novel. I've written past. I don't know if you've seen my book, Peaches and Cream, or if you've checked out my book. My favorite book is Stupid Guy's Diary. A lot of people kept coming to me and asking me, hey, Cherry, why aren't you married? You're almost 40 years old. And I say it's really hard to date when you've been in the public eye since you were 6 years old. Men grow up thinking that they know you, and they end up liking their character before they get to know you as a person. So what I did was I sat down and I started reminiscing with one of my friends, actually a Twitter friend who I did not know personally, and started telling him stories over Twitter. And he's like, you need to put this in a book. And I was like, you know what? I do. Because what people don't realize is that females in this industry have groupies just like the men do. Only the female groupies are cute. You know, when a football player who's a 230-pound man walks into his hotel room and there's a little girl and they're naked who's 5'6" and 140 pounds, he might get off on that and go ahead and sleep with the groupie. But when you turn the scenario around and I walk into my hotel room and I'm 5'6", 130 pounds, and there's a 230-pound naked man in my bed, I'm fucking terrified because I think I'm about to get raped. It's not cute. It's not a turn on. Like, these are true things that happen all the time, but for some reason women in entertainment don't talk about the groupies. So I decided I was going to put it in a book so people could understand what it's really like. And it's called Stupid Guy Diaries, and it's available on Amazon. It's available on Kindle for a free download. Or you can check out my book, Peaches and Cream. Peaches and Cream is about a little girl from Duquesne, Pennsylvania, who basically realizes that she's from the hood, but she's going to get out. And there's so many different ways to make money. She's not a stripper. She's not a hoe by far. She's a businesswoman who controls her own destiny. But that story is pretty, it's an everyday story of that one person who made it out, and they don't really understand exactly what it is that they do and how they made it. And that's also available on Amazon, either for Kindle download or you can get it in the paperback version.
Definitely, ladies and gentlemen, go out there and cop it. Show your love and support for Cherry Johnson.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go back to my little girl now and finish feeding her breakfast.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to plug for our listeners out there?
I have a movie out that's called Behind the Pole. If you want to cop a copy, hit me on Twitter. I got some, but not bootleg, but I will find them and send them to you. And it's called Behind the Pole. It's me, Omar Gooding, Samuel Jackson, and who else? Oh, DeAndre Bonds is in it, and he's hilarious. You know DeAndre Bonds from the movie Three Strikes. And I have another movie called Signed, Sealed, and Delivered that will be on DVD soon, as well as Who Can I Run To is playing on BET Centric right now.
That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, you can check it out right on all of your apps or cable television for those for the times and showings.
Thank you for having me.
It's an honor. You can come back anytime. Even talk about your stillers or anything else.
Take care, love.
All right. You too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was actress Cherry Johnson. If you want to look for this episode and download, it's right on blogtalkradio.com/itfactorradio.com or at /wrestlingitfactorradio. Or also, you can check it out at stitcher.com under It Factor Radio. Or right on Facebook at Wrestling X Factor Radio fan page. This is Wade Benitez signing off. Later.
Maybe the world is blind, or just a little unkind. Don't know. You can't be sure of anything anymore, although we'll be right back.
smoke the blunt for dinner, another blunt for breakfast. 2 Chainz, got them staring at my necklace. Let's make a sex tape and put it on Netflix. Let's make a sex tape and put it on Netflix. She got it, I want it, I want it. She got it, I'm dodging. Paparazzi, my outfit from Versace. Cop it,
cop it.
All the niggas just copping.
Cop it.
I just bought me a new watch and these new niggas just watching. I know you had the time of your life. I know you had the time of your life. You know I'm getting money, 10, 20, 30, 40. I'll be counting this shit all night. I know you had the time of your life. I know you had the time of your life. Smoke the blunt for dinner, another blunt for breakfast. 2 Chainz, got them staring at my necklace. Let's make a sex tape and put it on Netflix. Let's make a sex tape and put it on Netflix. She got it, I want it, I want it. She got it, I'm dodging. Paparazzi, my outfit from Versace. Cop it,
cop it.
All the niggas just copping.
Cop it.
I just bought me a new watch and these new niggas just watching. I know you had the time of your life. I know you had the time of your life. You know I'm getting money, 10, 20, 30, 40. I'll be counting this shit all night. I know you had the time of your life. I know you had the time of your life.
When I die, bury me inside the liquor store. Cause when I die, Fergie still gonna be getting dough. You do what you can, I'll do what you can't. You smoke that Bobby Brown.
On that shop,
I got it, you won't, you won't. I got it, my girl, go shopping.
That ain't a mall, that's my closet.
So cop it, cop it,
cop it.
All the bitches just cop it.
Cop it.
On a student with double D's, now it ain't the bra, that's the top.
I know you had the time of your life. I know you had the time of your life. You know I'm getting money, 10, 20, 30, 40. I'll be counting this shit all night. I know you had the time of your life. I know you had the time of your life. But yeah, I'm getting money, 10, 20, 30, 40. I'll be counting this shit all night.
Got that. What you, 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 what you